Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Catherine is looking for a second date update with a guy named Dennis. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Excellent. So let's see if we can't get you a second date, or at the very least, some closure and explanation. I'm kind of hoping to go for the full second date. Maybe even a relationship.
All right. I like it. Glass half full.
Exactly. Well, you know me, Fritchie. So let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Dennis and how'd that first date go?
Well, we met on Tinder, and we went out like 3 times. Here's the thing. I did sleep with him stupidly. Like, I shouldn't have, but I did. And felt like we had like a lot of chemistry. Like, there wasn't a ton of talking, but there was just like chemistry. I mean, enough to where, you know, like, I knew we had things in common, you know, little life stories, but like, there was just physical chemistry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And so when you say you slept with him, did you sleep with him all 3 times, or was this the last
and final time
you saw him?
Just twice. The first time I didn't, you know, I was a good girl. But then on the second two dates, I did. We just couldn't help ourselves. Like, that was, it was, like, super intense. And so that's why I'm thinking, what's going on? Like, why hasn't he called me back? Because I felt like it was mutual, you know? Like, I do know that he's getting a new job and he's moving. So I'm thinking that maybe that's why he hasn't responded. But...
Oh.
Like, the chemistry was just so thick, I wouldn't have slept with him if I thought he was just going to ghost me like this. Like,
right.
I really felt something.
Okay, but so you're saying you slept with him twice. So the first time you didn't, the second time you did, and the third time you did. So it had to have been pretty good between you because he came back for seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right,
like,
okay.
Right?
But
yeah.
So you think there's a possibility he may be distancing because he's about to move for a job?
Yeah, I know he's got, like, some life changes coming up, so I'm hoping that that's what it is. Like, he's just busy. But obviously, like, I've texted him, and he hasn't responded. And
yeah.
I don't want to be that girl.
Well, I just love your honesty out of the gate. You're like, all right, so here's the deal. Flat out, we met on Tinder. We went out 3 times. Yes, I slept with him. And no, we didn't do a whole lot of talking. It was mostly physical.
Yeah.
I feel caught up.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell. Hey, that's worthy of an explanation. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who knows what he's got going on? Anything else we need to know before we take the break and make the call?
No, I mean, just call him and give me some answers, please.
All right. Tell you what, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll do just that. We'll call Dennis and see what he's feeling about Catherine and the future and his job and their time together. Coming up next as we continue with Second Date Update here at Cincinnati's Q102. Well, it's a pretty simple story for Catherine. She met Dennis on Tinder. They've been out 3 times. They didn't sleep together the first time, but they did the second time. They had incredible physical chemistry. They haven't done a ton of talking. I mean, they know that they get along. They like each other. They have a few things in common. But really, they have this amazing physical chemistry, and it's over. They couldn't keep their hands off each other. So they have slept together twice, and then he just kind of disappeared. He fell off the radar. Now, keep in mind, Dennis is about to move away for a new job, so I don't know. Maybe he's distancing. Maybe he's kind of focusing on that. Do you know where he's moving to? Is he moving far away?
No, he's just moving apartments.
Oh, so it's not like he's moving to Chicago or someplace.
No, he's just moving apartments. He got a new job. Just like some, you know, some upheaval in his life.
I see. See, in my mind, I thought maybe if he's moving to another city that wasn't within driving distance, maybe that was why he was distancing. But see, now this changes everything. So who's to say? Unless he really is just distracted getting ready for the move. But I'm not going to know until we talk to him. So let's go ahead and call Dennis.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Dennis, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Dennis, it's Jeff and Jen. How are you?
Jeff and Jen?
Sorry,
seriously?
It's Jeff and Jen from Q102 Radio. How are you this morning?
Seriously?
Yes, sir.
A second date update, huh?
Well, I was just going to ask you if we were catching at a bad time. Does that change anything?
Nope, go ahead, man.
Try to stay positive,
buddy.
I think
that's one of my favorite responses.
Just go ahead and get it over with. Well, Dennis, first of all, congratulations on your move. We heard you're moving here pretty soon, so that's got to be exciting, right?
Yep, it is.
Are you thinking it's not far enough?
I don't think it's going to be far enough.
Oh.
Stop.
You know who we're calling about?
Yes, I do. I have a pretty good idea.
All right, well, Catherine said she had three fantastic dates with you and was wondering what happened all of a sudden. You just sort of disappeared.
Yeah. Listen, I told her that I was still kind of seeing somebody who moved to Indianapolis and that we hadn't officially broken up yet. You know, she knew that. I told her. I was honest. And then she went and pulled that horse that girls pull. She accidentally left a pair of earrings in a drawer by the bed and a pair of panties under the bed. Places that I wouldn't find them, but obviously a girlfriend would. So, not cool. And of course, my girlfriend did find them and hit the fan. All this drama I was trying to avoid. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah. I used to do that all the time.
Really?
The
earring move.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because if for whatever reason he didn't call, then you had an excuse to call him to get your earrings back.
And if he had any other over, he was like, I was here last night.
I mean, I've seen that kind of thing in campy movies and soap operas, but
it has so aren't we horrible people?
I'm sure it has happened to you.
You've never found an errant earring somewhere?
I never find it before they do.
I bet you've been busted, though.
It's a move.
Our friend Dan, after the 80s party in February, came back and stayed at our house because he needed a place to crash, and he brought a woman home, and she stayed. And then the next morning they left, and a week later I found both earring backings and both earrings in my carpet.
There you go. I hope you didn't step on them.
I hope she didn't think you lived there.
No. I think that was a little different situation.
Catherine.
What did you do?
Those are not mine. Those are from somebody else, obviously. No.
And one of the dozens of messages you left, you said you needed to come over and get your earring that you left by the bed.
Looky, sucky.
This is like a
tennis
game.
Well, that doesn't explain the underwear. They're not mine. Not mine.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
So you're fessing up to the earring, but not the underwear.
I mean, I think she would know if she had her panties on.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and then there's this.
So, no fourth date, I guess.
Not on my part. Obviously, there's leaving their underwear. No, I'm fine.
All right. Well, at least we cleared up this situation.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Happy to do it, Catherine and Dennis. We appreciate you taking the call and clearing up the confusion.
Yeah. Take care.
All right. Take care. Jeez.
Hey, at least he came on and like filled us in.
Hey, now we know.
See you, Dennis.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Always search your house after something like that.
Send in the cleaning crew.
Word of the wise.
Yeah.
One more thing you got to pay attention to.
Oh, please. Like, are you seriously weren't aware of that trick?
I mean, like, I just didn't think that. That just seems so obvious to me.
You didn't think it was manipulative? You thought it was a true accident?
I thought it was an honest mistake.
Well, some of it
maybe
is sometimes.
Wow, you do that a lot.
Used to, yes. Not anymore.
It's an old trick, and what's funny is those of us that do it, we really think that we're getting away, that we're the only ones that do this, right? We're like, you'll never guess in a million years that this was purposeful and manipulative.
Well, I meant it when I said you see that kind of thing in soap opera storylines or in movies,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the idea that somebody actually does that
as
a course of regular behavior, it's like, wow, really?
Shocking. Shocking.
I feel so naive.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.